News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate all of his help and hard work. Matt Catrillo is our news director. Kevin Hur, vice president, typically up in the corner office, but he cleared out and headed home about 3 weeks ago. We haven't seen him since. It's kind of wonderful, really, around here. On the news line with us now, Carol Handlin is with us. She is co-chair of the Hops, Vines, and Wines Festival in Selinsgrove, widely known as Selinsgrove Brewfest. Good morning, Carol. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Mark.
And at this point, the lovely festival is still on schedule, right? You're planning to do this?
That is correct, Mark. We are proceeding, of course, with caution, and we remain very hopeful that things are going to change in the next month or so. Our big unknown at this time, Mark, is if they lift the restrictions, the stay-at-home restrictions, will there still be restrictions on the group size that can gather?
All right, so the Hops, Vines, and Wines Festival is Saturday, July 18th. So to set the scene, tell us about it. If folks aren't familiar with this, at this moment it's still scheduled, and we're doing this interview now because the ticket sales open up this Saturday, so I'll elaborate on that in a moment. But in the meantime, tell us about this event that's scheduled for Saturday, July 18th.
Well, this is Selinsgrove Project's premier fundraising event for our downtown revitalization efforts. And this will be our 13th year, which is hard for me to believe since I've been with it since the beginning. And we normally sell only 1,800 tickets, and it's been extremely successful and has grown tremendously over the last 12 years. We are the only two-time award-winning festival in the area, and I love to tout that because we have brought so much tourism to the area since its inception, and quite flattering that most towns in the area also have a very similar festival now, because our small towns, we need something to raise funds to help us out. So this festival will have over 50 vendors offering tastings of beer, wine, and distilled spirits. We have the Ann Kerstetter Band, who will play for the 4 hours of the festival. They played last year in the heat, and they were phenomenal, and we were asked to bring them back, and we did this year. We've talked to all our sponsors. We've talked to Ann, and everybody's still on board to be with us in July. We all are hopeful that we'll be able to get outside.
Well, I would think you would be able to do something with social distancing. You got a lot of room to spread out there, and if people observe, you know, kind of stick in the right kind of lines, they might be wearing masks that you can pull down while you enjoy a sip of your libation, but then you have an opportunity to keep the mask in place. I guess that would be that. But you're going to see a lot of smiles behind the mask, because this is a huge, fun event. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, so kind of walk us through that process, how many tickets go on sale. I know they're $50, so we know that to be true. To walk us through the process.
Yes. Saturday morning, you want to set your alarm clock because they go on sale at 8 a.m. You would just go to SelinsgroveBrewFest.org, and you can purchase your ticket right there online. They are $50, as you mentioned, but that includes your entertainment for 4 hours, unlimited tasting, and we offer food from all of our downtown restaurants. So you get a lot for your ticket price, and we haven't raised that ticket price. This will be the fifth year now, so you're getting a lot for that.
Well, and this proceeds benefit Selinsgrove Projects Incorporated. You alluded to what Selinsgrove Projects does, but walk us through some of the events and activities and promotions. Pretty busy operation.
Yes, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps with our downtown revitalization efforts and our businesses. In addition to our Hops, Vines, and Wines Festival, we have we'll be having the 41st annual Market Street Festival in the fall. That too brings more than 10,000 people to town for that event. We also have our Halloween parade. We have the upcoming Farmers Market that starts on May 16th, and that'll run every Saturday through the fall from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. And we have our farmers ready to go with that. So hopefully the listening community will come and support our farmers market that starts. We also have the Rudy Gelnett Summer Music Series that's going to be starting the beginning of June, and the Summertime at the Gazebo that starts that same week. That's on Tuesdays. Our Gelnett Summer Series is on Thursday, so there's a lot going on in town. Also coming up the weekend before our festival is put on by the Selins Grove Area Chamber of Commerce is the Antiques on the Avenue as well. There is a lot going on in Selins Grove that is supported by our organizations here. One thing I also want to mention, Mark, for those that are a little anxious about purchasing tickets this far in advance, if in the event our Hop Science and Wine Festival is canceled because of its, if we don't hold it, we will not hold it again until next year. It's not postponed. We will refund 100% of the ticket sales. So they don't have to worry about not getting their money back or having a conflict later on in the year.
So go ahead and buy the ticket right away, because you know this is going to sell out, as it does every year, sometimes almost immediately. So definitely mark your calendar for Saturday, 8 a.m. Get your tickets. And then, of course, if there are big changes to announce and refunds are appropriate, then that will happen. Well, Selins Grove Projects, Inc. does have a lot on its plate. How do you get a hold of them? We know SelinsGroveBrewFest.org is the number, or is the address for the Brew Fest. What about Selins Grove Projects, Inc. itself?
Selins Grove Projects, Inc. It's just selinsgrove.net. And we will be posting information about all of our planned events for the rest of this year on there. So if there are any changes, they want to go there. Plus, they can friend Downtown Selins Grove, our Facebook site, and we keep everyone updated on there as well.
Well, and there's a lot going on, and as you mentioned, there, you know, Selins Grove Projects Incorporated is one of these organizations that just keeps on producing, and each year some of the events get bigger. The farmers market gets busier. When is the opening of the farmers market? Did you mention that?
Yes, it's Saturday, May 16th, 9 a.m.
Okay, so we're a month away. Holy smokes, TikTok time is marching on here. So we are going to have to mark our calendars for that as well. We know farmers say they got a lot of produce because they don't have restaurants and school food, mm-hmm. food service to send their, and university food service to send their stuff to. So there should be an abundance of materials by then. All right, well, give us a closing pitch. Tell folks how much fun it is again to go to the Brew Fest and to get a ticket this Saturday.
I'm prejudiced here, but it is a great festival, and we don't know of anyone who, we have people that are coming back for the 13th year. That's how much it's on their calendar every year. It is a lot of fun. You make it what it is. Hopefully you'll get some great samplings of our downtown restaurants. I think they can't wait to get back, certainly, and taste those. And we have a lot to offer here in Selins Grove, so you can just come to the festival, come in the night before, stay that night, because there's a lot going on in town.
All right. Well, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for checking in. Check back in a month or so. Let us know how sales are going, and by then we'll be ready to talk more about the farmers market, and we'll keep talking about Selins Grove Project Incorporated. And then, of course, the Hops, Vines, and Wines Festival is coming up. Co-chair Carol Hanlon on the line, also vice president of Selins Grove Projects, Inc. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. I
do appreciate that.
Stay
Carol,
safe.
Thank you. Carol Hanlon on the line there. Again, those websites, SelinsGroveBrewFest.org to get your ticket this Saturday starting at 8 a.m. and SelinsGrove.net.